If you head over to switchpivotorquit.com, you will see that Pick My Brain sessions are now available with me, your chief encourager, Ayana Angel. They are one-on-one 60-minute sessions that are a hybrid of consulting and coaching. That is where you will get the best out of me. We can talk everything from digital marketing to podcast development to podcast growth, social media strategy, book publishing, marketing and promotions, DIY publicity, pitching, planning, execution, anything that you are thinking, hey, I could really use somebody to bounce these ideas off of and some expert advice in terms of what direction I should go in, what would potentially work, what might not work. I have an idea, but I'm not really sure about how it will pan out. Go ahead and book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session with me now. Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I am your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today, we're going to talk about stroking that ego. Stroking that ego all the way to a promotion. So this 7-Minute Sunday was inspired by a conversation that I had recently where a friend and I were talking about a work situation, a management work situation. Isn't that always the case? Management, management, management. So this is a corporate environment, and I'll just set the stage for you a little bit. The situation is such that, you know, you come into a new company, you have certain expectations, you speak to management about, especially your direct manager, about your goals and what you want to accomplish before you even accept the position. It's understood. You get in there, you start working, you start doing the work, and you and your manager start interacting. You start engaging. You start having some of your touch bases to sort of talk about where your career is going, how things are taking shape. Months and months go by. You're approaching 1 year within this company at this point. So then you notice that there's things that you don't particularly prefer about your manager's management style. And you also notice that you are feeling anxious within yourself about your career trajectory. And so the conversation that we were having was one where you have to sometimes realize when you gotta check yourself, right? And being good friends to other people and supportive friends, it doesn't mean that you always say what your friends want to hear. And the reason that I wanted to share some bits and some thoughts from this conversation and what I was inspired to share with you guys is that, you know, it's not always all on management. Sometimes we have to take accountability for our actions and how we show up in situations. And the reason that I was inspired to share this is because I know someone else needs to hear this. And the reason that I know someone else needs to hear this is because I needed to hear this. Post-corporate, I can look back and think of multiple scenarios where I could have done things different. And I also have learned a lot since being out on my own in this freelance world. There's skill sets that I've developed and also understandings that I've developed that I just didn't have then. And I wasn't trying to hear them then as well, because sometimes you can be so frustrated in your day-to-day and in your moments that you're not willing to listen to reason. That's not really what you want to hear. You want to hear somebody co-signing all of the madness that you're spewing and the things that you're angry about, because that's what makes you feel better. You want somebody to pat you on the back and say, yeah, girl, you're right. He is such a She is such a She treated you like crap. they were wrong. That's what you want to hear a lot of times, but that's not always what you need to hear. So, you know, managers can be like a primary reason for unhappiness in a professional position and situation. We know that. I don't have any specific stats on the amount of people that leave or the percentage of people that leave a job because of management, but I'm sure that there are such stats that exist because it's a real thing. It's a real thing. If you can't get along with your manager and your manager doesn't think favorable upon you, it can really be a problem. But before you place all the blame on management, take a second, like I said, to do a self-evaluation. Really understand how you are showing up. Think back and play out some of the scenarios. Recall some of the scenarios and situations that you've been in with your manager, and really ask yourself, is there anything that I could have done different? Is there anything that I could have changed or done different or approached different that could have potentially netted me a more favorable outcome or result for myself? Really think about those things. Try to spend a few minutes imagining yourself also in your manager's shoes. Think about that for a second. Imagine if the tables were turned. You took on his or her role and they took on your role. None of the things that have happened between you two have changed. It all still happened. Let's just say one morning you guys wake up and you swapped bodies. So the personalities that were there, they remain. But now you're just on the other side of it. So when you think about this, if you're now in your manager's shoes, are you the easiest person to manage? Really be honest about that. Can your manager trust you? Think about that. Do you act like you want to be where you are? Is your work stellar or is it average? Ask yourself all of these things. Consider all of these things, because whether you recognize it or want to acknowledge it or not, sometimes the downfall of relationships between manager and subordinate can be a result of the subordinate's actions. It's not always all on the manager. Now, sometimes it is. Sometimes you have the people that are micromanagers, or, you know, maybe your work style and your manager style just don't complement each other. But yet and still, I really encourage you to take some time to put yourself in that person's shoes and try to understand why they act the way that they act and why they do some of the things that they do. And maybe they have their own baggage. We're all people. We're all human. So sometimes you just got to give a person a break. Your manager may have their own insecurities. Your manager may have their own shortcomings and hang-ups from their past. It's not always about you. And everybody is not always out to get you. Maybe you're not pulling your weight. Maybe you are. But maybe this person has their hang-ups because of situations past. A part of what's within your responsibility is to do everything that you can to help make your manager's job easier, to be a team player, to try and be understanding, to be useful. Like going back to what a previous guest, Sharice, mentioned, to be an asset versus a liability. You want to show up as an asset to your manager versus a liability. So if you can sit there with yourself and really think about how you've been showing up and identify ways that you can potentially switch your behavior so that it can make for a more beneficial or favorable relationship and situation with your manager, I suggest you sit there, think about those things, and then take action and do it. Because a bad relationship with a manager can make your life hell. And who wants to have a hellish situation? Especially if you can do some little minor things to tweak the situation that will make it much more pleasant for yourself. And so in speaking with my friend, you know, that conversation, what we came to some conclusions about was that, you know, maybe it will be a good idea to be a little bit easier on the particular manager that we were discussing because the intentions were good. Maybe it will be a good idea to pull back on some of the me, I want advancement type of conversation and work within the parameters of the position that you're in, the scope of what the manager sees as the trajectory for your position in your career, and give the manager a little bit of a break because the effort is there. The effort is there. Things just may not be happening in the time frame that you want them to happen in, but you gotta be patient. And we also uncovered the fact that sometimes if you think that you're ready for things that your manager doesn't necessarily think you're ready for, you may be upset with that manager. You may want to be combative with that manager because you're thinking that they're taking opportunities away from you. But really, maybe it's worthwhile to look at it from the other side of the coin. Maybe it's that your manager cares enough about you to not want to put you in a situation to set you up for failure. So it's not that they're trying to take anything away from you. They're actually trying to give you something, trying to give you an opportunity to win. So sometimes you may have to stroke your manager's ego, and, you know, if you didn't know it, stroking egos not only works in a romantic relationship. Maybe you find a skill set or traits that you would like to learn from your manager and then really work that person to get them to teach you what you want to know from them and what you want to learn. And you'll be surprised. I bet you'll see a shift in the relationship and a shift in how that person and that manager treats you, because everyone wants to feel appreciated. They want to feel like their knowledge and their skill sets are valued, and they want to feel seen. They want to feel heard. At the end of the day, if you want to feel like that, why do you think your manager doesn't want to feel like that? Your manager is not void of feelings. Your manager is human as well. So maybe it'll be worthwhile to give him or her a break sometimes. That is where I will leave you, just with a little something to think about as you head into next week. I hope that you have an amazing week next week. I hope that you have a successful week next week, and I hope that it's filled with positivity and good news. Let's hear for good news. Yay, good news. So until next week, I will talk to you later, and keep killing it.